Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
That's music by Script and Top Cherry. What a combination, I promise you. It's a beautiful song. The Way. 7:30, that's your time. Once again, this is your favorites, the NSK and Shaquan on your radio. Now, listen, you should be as excited as we are about this Friday, which is March 21st. Apart from the fact that it's my daughter's birthday, notwithstanding that, it's actually the country's birthday, 35 years of a sovereign state. That's one. Two, the fact that we are going to have our first female president in the name of our president-elect. That's Her Excellency Netumbo Nandi-Daitwa. And then, apart from that, is the fact that you'll get a holiday. Yeah,
get some time off. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Isn't, because like you sometimes also get to a point where it's just like, yeah, it's, am I going to be off? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
some people are just like vibes, bruh. Yeah, yeah. It is what it is. Yeah.
Now, our political go-to person and now officially also a member of the governing party, Sopo Dimulukeni Nayoma. Moro Omes, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, wow. You were holding on to that one.
You know, Dimu is one of those guys, man. Dimu is one of those guys, man. You can put him anywhere in this country.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he will fit in.
Yes.
Yeah, you put in by Ogakarara.
Mm-hmm.
I start, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Relaxing with the locals.
Oh, wow.
You put him in Khobabes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
With the Tswanas.
With the Tswanas. Yes. You know, in Kalahari.
Wow.
How are you doing, my good sir?
I'm good. How's the morning, guys?
No, it's all good. No complaints from our end. How excited are you that we are about to inaugurate our first female president for our motherland?
I'm electrified, and we're counting down the hours. We're no longer counting down the days. Because, you know, you must make it look like it's far, but not far yet. It's here. And it's just exciting. And I think even when you walk around the street and have a conversation with people, people have a new perspective that the new dawn is really about to come. And exciting times.
Now, for the next couple of days, Dimbulukeni, we will have these conversations with you around this time, just so that you contextualize the human being that is Netumbo Nandi-Daitwa. For us as the electorate, for us as the Namibian society, just to understand her and make sense of her style, her presence as a human being, what she's into, mm-hmm. what type of leadership we should expect for the next 4.5 years. But let's first start off with the human being that she is. What type of person is Netumbo Buddha?
Well, it goes without saying that she's a mother. And I think as a country, even when we went to the polls, we're really looking to find somebody where we find ourselves as a country to have the kind of love and care of a mother. So without saying, she is, has that motherly context and texture within her. When you are in her presence, she does not discriminate, doesn't make anybody feel like you are not part of where you are. Even when you think you've wronged her, you know, like when you're just avoiding a person, you know, ta here, hi.
Yes.
What. She doesn't show that, you know. She still extends an olive branch to you and say, can we have this conversation? So she has that motherly love, first and foremost. Secondly, you would see that, and many people know this because it has been written all over, but from a personal engagement with her, you begin to see that the level of leadership quality that she possesses as a person, because she has the ability to carry a conversation.
Mm.
She has the ability to transform and rethink and reshape your thinking. So if you wanted to go in a specific direction, so on the onset, she's able to then redirect you, because, and this is what you get out of life. When you've been a leader for such a long time, I think there's just this thing called experience that you can't buy from a shop. You can't buy from a university. You can't buy anywhere. So this experience actually teaches you about how to give life lesson advices. So for me, two words, it's a motherly love, and she gives you that humanity and that you must feel safe around her. The second aspect is that you will never go empty after you have engaged her.
Yeah. You know what, with you saying that, Dimbo, there's a lot to take away from what you just said right now, but I'm actually curious to know, with conversations that you've had with her, like obviously in, you know, personal spaces and so forth, what is the one thing that she wants to give to the Namibian nation?
If there's anything that she always tells me when we meet, and she now says, it's my son, because we carry, obviously, these family relations from there, but she says that look, the element of negative energy in a country needs to go down, and she says that we need to come together and contribute in our unique spaces where we can. Remember that not everyone is the same, but however, if we can all have a positive mindset, so she wants to work towards changing a positive mindset in transforming the country. So if we can reduce the amount of negativity. You know, you just wake up sometime, for example, like my traffic woes that I've been having for the past last
Yes. So, well documented.
But this week I'm waking up in a positive mood. I'm like, guys, you know what? I need to get there early, so I need to wake up earlier. And I need to put in that sacrifice so that I can actually get there earlier. So it's saying that, look, let's do away with negative energy and let's give our contribution. Because remember, sometimes, if you are focused on the negative, you will only see the negative, even when there is a positive right in front of you. So you need to find, and I'm looking at this thing now in a personal perspective, sorry, I'm bringing it in.
Of course.
To say that I'm being taught patience. You know, when you're in that traffic line, you can actually see, sure, will I actually make it on time? But you are being taught the ability to be patient and the value in patience. So she's telling me every time that, look, we need to pull together. But how do we pull together? It needs a new mind shift. It needs us to work together towards seeing the positive in a country. There's so much potential in our country, but if we waste it on the negativity, unfortunately, we may not see the fruits of what we actually want to achieve in the achieving the full potential of the country.
I mean, now that you are on the subject of working together, I mean, we know that last year's elections were one of the most toughest, highly contested elections since independence for this country. You have an opposition in IPC, and when I mean by you, I mean the governing party, SWAPO, has an opposition in IPC. 19 of its members will be in parliament. What are the conversations?
You want other people to... Is it 19 or 20? I think it's 20.
It's 20. There we go. What are the conversations on the ground, Dimbu, with the governing party and Mayor Nutumbo about working together, you know, pulling hands together, meeting the opposition and pulling in one direction?
I mean, for sure, I can assure you that there's nobody within the ruling party who is not saying that the country, remember, if the country needs to get to point B, where B is a better place for everybody, even if it means having developed and given water to a specific community, you've done something and you've changed the lives of people. Now, each of these members of parliament are Namibians, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they represent a community with a voice that must be heard by the ruling party. So there is absolutely no way that the leaders of the ruling party will not want to engage. And we've been engaging these colleagues before and after elections. But what we are looking forward to is a substantive opposition. Not opposing because you just want to show that you're in opposition, but opposing to say that, look, your idea that you've brought to us is excellent, but we can refine it together so that we can move to these perspectives. The danger that you find in African politics, for example, is that people want to be in opposition for the sake of being opposition and not really being substantive opposition where you add value. So the engagements have been happening, the engagements are happening, because for us to achieve the fullness of the SWAPO manifesto, it requires all of us to work together. In the South, for example, you have LPM-led councillors.
Mm-hmm.
In the municipalities, about 98% of our local authorities are somewhat in coalitions, if you want to say, even if it's not legitimate coalition, but people are working together for the common good of that. So for the SWAPO party manifesto to take its full effect, it would require leadership at all government levels, from national, regional, and local, including those that are in offices. And those that are in offices doing the actual implementation, some of them may not be SWAPO members, but through the PIM, we call it PIAMI, document, the leadership qualities that is expected by the president-elect and incoming president by Friday, she says that, look, there are specific pillars that we must be able to achieve. There are specific attitudes that we need everybody to toe the line and say, this is the direction where the Namibian people are saying. So if 600,000 Namibians said, we have trust and confidence in this person and in this document, let us see how we can implement this document. So we can't now go back and say, no, because I'm not SWAPO, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But the Namibian people have given us a will to mandate and a document that we took to them so that we can fully implement that document.
Mm.
Well, Debulegeni, we will continue with this conversation every day until March 21st. I'm sure everybody still has more questions, but we will leave them for tomorrow. But on a final note, Dimbu, on a final note, just real quick. You see, the reason why we are doing these things is because we want to get to know our next president, okay?
Yes.
Is Netumbo, is she into music?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be shocked. That's, I mean,
because we're trying to also understand the human being behind. Do you understand the
yes.
power
you know,
here?
Music is a answer to all our problems. So absolutely. I mean, that's why you know in the struggle they had to sing songs to keep them alive.
100%
motivated to end the struggle sooner.
Okay. Well, Debulegeni, thank you so much. We appreciate you, my good sir. We'll talk tomorrow once again.
All right, Ben.
All right, cheers. Let's leave it at that. 7:42. In the next 5 minutes or so, we are going to speak to Osi Teresia Emmanuel. Who's Osi Teresia? She is the mother of the boy whose pictures went viral, pictures of him drenched in blood. We will understand what the situation was from her end and then obviously extend that grace to the other parties that are involved. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.